I'd like you to turn with me to Psalm, the last verse of Psalm 99. It says, "Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy heel, for the Lord our God is holy." Now, at the beginning of that chapter in my Bible, it says, God has been faithful. But it says, "Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy heel." I thought of how the Lord wants us to remember his faithfulness to us. The faithfulness of God in all things, in every way that he comes our way. He will be there in every time of need. He'll be there to help us in our problems. He'll be there to correct our problems, to correct us. He'll be there to be our guide, to deliver us. He will be there to be our God. And I thought the Lord just rejoiced my soul with this. He will be there to be our God. Do you know, our God, the shepherd of our souls. He is faithful. And whatever is going to come our way, he is faithful. He will be there to be a shepherd, to guide us in every way, whatever it may be. And the Lord wants us to remember and exalt him and worship him in his holy hill. To be able to bow down before him and worship the Lord and bring ourselves before him and let him, if we will empty ourselves to him and worship him, for the Lord our God is holy. And it says in the 100th Psalm, it says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord." When the Lord brought this to me, at first it was something that he had promised, but he was trying to get me to look up. Because the enemy was trying to take advantage of it. And I thought of the different times in the last 2 years that the enemy has tried to do that. Many times, the Lord would come along and he would tell us to thank him. Thank him before the job's done. Thank him. I remember in this last sickness that I went through, I came to a point and the Lord told me to look up above everything and thank me. Thank me if it seems to get worse. Thank me no matter what happens. Start thanking me for healing. And as I did that, the Lord started bringing healing. But he didn't complete the work at that time. But he taught me a lot of things through that. And I think over the past 2 years, there's been different times the Lord would bring that to me. And it seems like it's almost been a watchword from the Lord to me. When there were things come, is thank me. Thank me before it happens. Thank me. There is something about the sacrifice of thanksgiving. There is something. It says, make a joyful noise. It says to shout joyfully. It says, unto the Lord, all ye lands, or all ye people, or all ye earth. And there is something about the joy of the Lord. When we start thanking the Lord, I remember the time with Katrina and also the time in my sickness. As I started looking up and doing what the Lord said and started thanking the Lord for it, there was something that started happening to me. As I started thanking the Lord, it started causing me to express my gratitude of him, to glorify him, exalt him. And the more I did that, the more my love for him went out. And as my love for him went out, the more the Lord increased my faith. It's like there was something to it. It touched my faith in a special way. And I thank the Lord. It seemed like there is something about coming to the Lord with sacrifice of thanksgiving. And many times, if you'll read in the Old Testament, he'll tell them to go forward and to start thanking the Lord ahead of time. And it seems like he's been working so much more in that way with me to thank me before it happens. Thank me and be appreciative of what the Lord has. And there's a scripture that says the joy of the Lord is our strength. That is how it is our strength. As we look up in joy to the Lord, then the Lord starts increasing our love. We start seeing God for who he is, and then it increases our faith in God. And he is and he will bless us and bless our faith. And how it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. It says to serve the Lord with gladness. Now, I looked up some in a commentary, Gill's commentary, and I wrote down some of what it said, but because I thought it was very good. Part of this is in my own words at first. It says, not out of a fear, This is what I put down of hell or bondage. And this is what they said, not in the oldness of the letter, but in newness of the spirit, with spiritual joy and freedom of soul, as under a spirit of adoption, the sons and daughters, as we can come before the Lord and serve Him, bow down before Him in gladness, in the newness of the letter, as under the spirit of adoption, that we are His sons, we are His daughters, and He cares about His sons, He cares about His daughters, and He loves us each one equally. And I think of how it says, under the spirit of adoption, readily, willingly, cheerfully, without sinister and selfish ends and views, as their Lord and Master, taking delight in His person and pleasure and in His service, rejoicing in Him without having confidence in the flesh. And as I was reading that, I thought how thorough it was to serve the Lord with gladness, to come before Him in the freedom that we are His sons and daughters and He cares about us. He loves us. He wants to help us. Whatever is coming our way and whatever it is, He cares for us. And He wants to be there for us. And He says, as under the spirit of adoption, willingly, cheerfully, without sinister and selfish ends and views, as their Lords and Master. If we can come before the Lord and open our heart and empty it, the last part says, without having any confidence in the flesh. In one, we cannot truly trust our flesh. Our flesh can deceive us. Our flesh can put us down. Our flesh can get us in trouble. But if we can come to the Lord and fully yield ourselves to Him, He's faithful to do the things He promised to do. He's faithful to be that guide. He's faithful to be there to help us in our trials, to help us in our tests. He's faithful to discipline us. He's faithful to correct us. I praise Him for that tonight. I am thankful that we have a God that we can come to and lay ourselves down before Him. And we can bring it all before Him. And He can help us when we don't know how to help ourselves. He can help us with the things that we don't even know how. And He can help us to be able, even whenever we cannot trust ourselves or our own flesh, the Lord is able to come and give us the answers. He is able to do that, and I praise Him for that tonight. I'm thankful for a God that will be there and for our every need, whatever it is. But it says to serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. You know, there's been so many times in life when you go through the trials and the tests, and the Lord will bring a song. And it's just like something about it. If we'll stop and listen to that song, it's just what we need. And I remember a long time ago, the Lord told me to stop and listen. Stop and listen. Sometimes we can go on and hear it a little bit and go on. But if we'll stop and listen to what He's bringing to us, the Lord has a way in that very song of giving us what we need. He has a way with that song of being able to touch us and give us something to help us to go on. And I thought when the Lord gave that to me a long time ago, there's a song in our songbook that says something about to push not away the arm of strength. Many times that song that comes to our heart from the Lord is our arm of strength. It's the very thing we need at the time for the Lord to help us to be able to overcome and to really be able to get something from Him. And I thank the Lord for that tonight. I'm so thankful for the mighty God we serve and the loving God that we serve. But He says to come before my presence with singing. Then it says, know ye that the Lord, He is God. You know, the devil works hard to try to dumb down God to us. He'll try in whatever way to get our own imaginations, our own thoughts. You know, if we come before the Lord in a way and all we bring and realize and we don't truly know that He is God. Now, you know, one thing I have found that has helped me is if I will come before the Lord with praise and thanksgiving. It helps me to be able to connect to the God and of the one and true and holy God, that I can be able to connect to Him. I can be able to, I don't know how to explain it, but there's something about it when I come before praise to the Lord. Then the Lord, I'm able to be able to see and be able to get a hold of a little bit the magnitude of God. Just a little touch, and it lifts me up. But it says, know ye that the Lord, He is God. You know, the enemy is working hard today to try to work, it's not just today, but all down through time with mankind, to try to work on mankind to get them to where that something will come in the way that their own ways and their own thoughts are above God's thoughts and above God's way. And they start going away and creating the God of their own according to their own thoughts, according to their own ways, and according to what they think about it. But when we get to the place where we can bow down and humbly see that He is God, then if we can get a hold of that, know ye that He is God. The devil wants to take away our faith in His ability to help us. You know, we can all say, and everybody will, I believe God can do anything. But, will He do it for me? I believe God can do anything. And the devil wants to start taking away our faith and His ability to help us in many ways, coming in and doubts and things like that. But not only that, he wants to take away His ability and what He's done for us. Remember the Israelites? Whenever they went out and the Lord did so many miraculous things for them, and before very long, they forgot what God had done. Or if they didn't forget it, they forgot the power and the magnitude that was in it. And it became dumbed down to them. The enemy is trying to work in our hearts today, dear ones, in every way that he can, to try to get us that we don't truly know ye that the Lord, He is God. He is God. And we can know it in our minds, we can know it in our thoughts, but we're going to have to know it in our hearts. And I have found, seems like I said, the best way, the way the Lord has helped my faith, is when He would inspire me to look up in faith and believe. And when I would do that, it's like the what does the scripture say? That on wings of eagles, you know, you rise up as on wings of eagles. But as soon as the negative thoughts come, as soon as the negative things come, you find yourself looking earthbound. It just seems like, and yet we're human. We do get in that place. But I thank the Lord for how He will come along and He will jostle us and He will help us to be able to look at Him and know that He is the Lord, that He is God. It says, it is He that hath made us. You know, in our world today, and for many years, we all know that the agenda has been to try to make people not really believe that God is the one that made us. To not really believe that He is the one that made us. If the devil can take that away from us, what do we have? If he can take away that, what do we have? And the enemy is trying to take away that it is He that hath made us. Oh, I thank the Lord for that tonight. If we can have an assurance that God is our Creator, we are a blessed people. If we can have a deep assurance in our souls that God is our Creator, we are blessed indeed. And to be able to have that understanding, because the enemy is trying so hard to break that down, to break down that He is the one that hath made us. Do you know, if we know He's our Creator, and we know that He made us, then whenever you get in trouble with some kind of appliance or something, what do? You send it back to the maker, don't you? You want them to fix it. Well, the Lord wants us to send it back to the maker. If we get in trouble, He wants to send it back to the maker. But if we don't truly recognize Him, that He has made us, He is our Creator, and not only recognize it, like I said, many of these things we can say, But if we can really get a hold of it, that He made us, then He is the one that can correct us if we get in problems. He is the one that can help us. He is the one that if we don't know how to do it, we can go to Him because He made us. I was talking about to the children this morning about how we are fearfully and wonderfully made. You know, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Really and truly, we're too complex to understand ourselves. But God understands us because He made us. He made everything about us. He knows all that is there. He knows our down sittings. He knows our uprisings. He knows that He is the one. And if He's the one that created us, do you know in one place it says He knows our thoughts afar off. He knows them before they're created. He knows the very motives that are behind them. He knows that. We sometimes don't know it. But God knows the very thoughts and motives behind us. And He knows what is there. And if we will go to Him and take it to Him, He's faithful to help us. He's faithful to show us. He's faithful. But sometimes it takes a deep emptying and taking to God for Him to be able to do that. But to know that He hath made us. He knows every little bitty thing about every one of us, and He cares, and He loves us. And if we have that assurance, you know, in the world today, it seems like there are so many that cannot see this at all. There's so many that basically their own God is their self. Humanism is their God. Humanism and the way of looking things is their God. And the more this says to know that He hath made us, you know, the Lord wants us to guard that. We live in a world today where the enemy can come in and try to, he doesn't not only can, but he does. He comes in and he'll try in every angle, in every area, in every way. He may make things. I say he will make things. The Lord has a way. I was talking to someone recently, and I was telling them of some different things of how that the Lord had brought victory by saying, look up and start thanking the Lord first. And they told me, they said, you know, is it the time or has it always been that way? And I said, well, you know, I really don't know the answer to that. But they said, that's the way it seems like different ones. I'm finding they're getting their battles. They're getting their battles won. It's like they were telling me how a battle they had gone through. And the Lord started telling them to look up for healing. And look to the Lord for healing. Well, take it to be able to take it and have inspiration for healing. And they would do it. And the Lord would bless them. And they would get up and they would go for a while. After a while, they would be down again, and the Lord would keep coming back and telling them to start taking it, thanking the Lord for healing. And you know what? He'd give them strength. They'd be up, and they could be gone. And after a while, they said it was a year and a half after the Lord sent inspiration before the situation was completely cleared up. And they said at one point, this person told me, I almost felt like, Lord, are we being more of a hindrance by claiming your healing or by looking up and taking that inspiration of healing? Or should we just settle down and accept it? What is going on? And something came up and the Lord started dealing with them. And if you just get out of bed, you can do it. And they get out of bed and they go for a while. And something happened and they felt like the Lord wanted them to go. And actually, they went to Monarch to work on the campgrounds. And they went to the campgrounds and they did not feel like they could do anything, hardly sounded like. And they got there, and the first thing that someone asked them to do was to climb the ladder with a 5 gallon, thing of tar. And this person had a hernia. And go up on top of the roof and tar the roof. Well, in the name of the Lord, they started up the ladder with that 5 gallon thing of tar. They got up there and they bent over and they thought, well, Lord, maybe this is my answer. I guess they didn't feel like anything. And the Lord said, have you rebuked the devil? And they started rebuking the devil and the Lord touched them and they were able to finish up and work all day long. But they said they still had 6 months to go of up and down. And I thought of how that, they says, is this always been this way? Or is this just the time? You know, the enemy is going to fight everything God has for us. In every way, he's going to fight it. And he's going to do that. But know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us. You know, I thought, what is faith? If he doesn't put us in situations where we have to believe when we can't see anything. What is faith if he doesn't put us in situations where we have to believe when we have to get a hold of him and he gives us encouragement and we go forward with it even when, like he said, if it looks like it's going to get worse. If it looks like there's no way, but to have faith in God. This was such an encouragement to me. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us. He knows us through and through. He knows how to help us. He knows how to get to us what we don't know how to get ourselves. And I'm thankful for that. You know, it says, we are his people. In one place it says he created us for his glory. In another place it says he's created for his pleasure. The Lord, it says, we are his people. Do you know, it said over there talking about, it says, and the sheep of his pasture. Do you know, dear ones, the Lord is our shepherd. He is the shepherd of our souls, and we desperately need him. I feel my need of him so strong. We desperately need him. He knows everything about us, and he knows how to help us. And you know, the way he helps us is not always the way we want it to go. But if we can get a hold of it, and maybe I'm getting ahead of myself here, but it says we are the sheep of his pasture. He's our shepherd. He cares. You remember the one that went away? He went away, but the Lord loved him so much that he went out and he searched and he searched and he searched. There's not a one of us that God doesn't feel that way about. Not a one of us that he doesn't care like that. We are the sheep of his pasture. He will not let us down. It says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Enter into his gates. I thought about that. And I thought about the gates. You know, a gate is an entryway to help us to go in. Well, it can be an entryway or it can be an exit way, either one. But here it says to enter into his gates. Enter into the open entryway, the opening up of all that God has for us. I'd like to go to 2 Peter and read something there. I know in the Word sometimes it refers to the gates maybe in different things. But I think about the gates tonight as an entryway. In 2 Peter 1 and 2, it says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Oh, dear ones, enter into his gates. Enter into, you know, going into with the praises, into his gates, with thanksgiving. If we'll come to him and give the sacrifice of thanksgiving, going out and getting what the Lord has. Do you know, I feel like sometimes, and I talk to me too, we miss the blessings of the Lord because of not entering into his gates with thanksgiving. And I say that because, like I said before, there's been so many times, especially of late, that the Lord will tell me, go first and thank me for it. To enter into his gates for thanksgiving, it prepares our heart. It prepares our mind. It prepares us to look up to God, and then when he has something for us, we can be able to get a hold of it and reach out for it. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Now, to go into this courts with praise, let's go on down with praise. be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. Now I think about the part where it says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into all that God has for us. There was a scripture I wanted to get, a couple, one in Revelations 10:10. It says, 9th verse, and I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. And I thought of that. The things, when we enter to the gates of the Lord with thanksgiving, and we're open to the Lord, and the Lord sends us something. Do you know, once you've had the Lord work with you over and over again, if he sends us something, whether it be encouragement, whether it be discipline, whether it be correction, or whatever it is, there is something about it. When God does it, when he sends us that, it may seem, if we have our hearts open with thanksgiving, if we don't have our hearts open with thanksgiving, the enemy will come in and try to steal it from us. But if we have our hearts open with thanksgiving and enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise, it's opening our heart up to God. You are God. And when we do that, then the Lord can touch us and he can help us. And although the word and whatever he gives us is sweet and we can be thankful for it, but do you know, as it enters into the belly, I think of how all the things that are in the Word of God. The things, there's one place, John 12, I'd like to get, and 24. John 12 and 24. It says, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone, but if it die, it bringeth forth fruit. And I thought of how whatever comes our way, as the Lord, it goes through the mouth, it's sweet as honey, and it enters the belly, it is bitter. Do you know there are ones, the persecutions, the trials, as we give our hearts and lives to God, there's death that we have to die to ourselves continually. And as we're willing to do it, and the bitterness sometimes is the death you have to die, the persecutions you have to face to live for God, we will face persecutions. We will face sufferings. Sometimes, dear ones, there can be, the enemy can work, well, I won't just say the enemy. We have these things to face, and they are real. And when we face them and they're real, there is something about it that it can kind of, it's a part of the grief and the sorrow that goes along with the word. But if we can get a hold of and touch something in God, what is that song that says that pain, something about our pain with a blessing, that how glorious it is? Do you know, if you've been in a lot of pain, that might be a hard thing to say, but I have heard of people that have been in almost screaming pain and still praising the Lord. You know, that's a challenge. That is a challenge. There's something about it when God touches us and he helps it. He'll make the pain easier. He'll make whatever we're going through, he'll make. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He will help us and he will lighten it. Not that we don't have the pain. Not that we don't go through it. And no, we don't feel like shouting and praising the Lord all the time. That's part of the grief and the sorrow that goes along with the Word of God. And we do have to suffer. We do have to bear persecutions. We do have to die daily. We do have, and it's not always easy. It's not always, sometimes it can almost be bitter. But if we'll do it, the Lord will bring about the sweetness that he has in it for us. It goes on to say, be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. I would like to go, maybe if someone else gets it first, in Lamentations. I believe it's 3:22 and 23. 22 and 23.
It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness.
Thank the Lord. It is of the Lord's mercies. It says here, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning, and great is thy faithfulness. Oh, dear ones, the Lord wants us to praise him for his thankfulness. Praise him for his faithfulness, whatever that faithfulness is. Whatever it may be, even if it hurts, he wants us to praise him for his faithfulness. He is the shepherd of our souls. He knows how. It says his truth endureth to all generations. You know, the enemy today wants us to think the time of miracles is past, the time of, does God work the same today as he did yesterday? The word of God is true. It will stand. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He will be there. His truth endureth to all. He would be with us always, even unto the end of the world. I'm thankful for that. You know, we think we're passing through some things today, and we think we're going through trials. And I was talking to someone the other day, and I said, you know, maybe it's my age. Maybe I'm just noticing it more, but it seems to me like the people of God are in more trials one way or another than I've ever seen. And they said, well, it's not just the people of God. It's all over. Everywhere you turn, everywhere you go, and it's true. But yet still, seems like there's deep trials and tests. And yet I think of the scripture that says, when I come, will I find faith? Oh, dear ones, I can only say I thank God for the trials. I thank God for the test. They're not easy. They're not always what we want. But do you know, dear ones, God knows how to be the shepherd of our souls. He knows how to make it for heaven, and you pray for me.